This morning I'm trying to get to the bottom of why the National Suicide Prevention Strategy for England contains no mention of medication-induced suicide. And I just want to know if the coroner has actually had any sort of information from the MHRA, which is the Medicines and Healthcare Regulatory Authority, about their directive that the SSRI antidepressants, most of them, are banned for the use of people under 18 due to the fact they're more likely to kill themselves if they're taking the drug than if they're not. The reason it's been banned for under 18s is because it's not licensed for that age group, so that's an easy, quick thing to do, but it doesn't mean to say it's safe for people over 18. And I've been writing to Professor Lewis Appleby, who is the director of the committee that's finding out, you know, developing the strategy for the suicide prevention, and to no avail at all. And I'm just going to ring the coroner now. Oh, hello, Chris. It's Millie here. I had a call from, is it Catherine in the office? Do you want to put me through to her? Or is Leonard free? Oh, right, okay. So she wants to ask me something. So, yeah, thanks very much. Okay. Oh, hello, Catherine. Yes, I got your message. It's Millie from the charity April. Hello. Yeah. I was just going to say, I just needed to get the addresses of all the coroners, really. Well, that's all I needed, really. It's just what I want to do is, I want to know if he has had any direct information sent through from the MHRA. That's the Medicines and Healthcare Regulatory Authority. They're the people who regulate the safety of medicines, right? To tell him that the antidepressants have been banned for people under 18 because of the risk of suicide. Yeah, I just need to know if he's had any actual direct communication from them. I mean, he knows about it because I told him anyway, but it's just really to know how he was officially informed. Being banned, the fact that there's now a ban on most of the antidepressants for young people under 18. Yeah, I mean, have you had a copy of the National Suicide Prevention Strategy Annual Report? Has it been sent to you? It came in on Monday, and it's got no mention of medication-induced suicide, and I was speaking to their office, and they told me that, oh, could you send some information? We haven't got any information about this, you know, and I'm sort of, well, I have been writing to Professor Lewis Appleby, you know, I was sort of fobbed off with a letter from his office saying, yes, well, people might get more energy to kill themselves when they take antidepressants, which is sort of an attitude that's now been realised is not necessarily accurate. Do you know what I mean? Because they've actually got now peer-reviewed studies to show that the agitation that people take when they take these drugs, they sometimes get a side effect of akathisia, which is a real agitation that pushes them into aggression or self-harm. And this is actually well documented now. So, you know, it's really a matter of, I'm trying to find out whether they've actually informed the coroners about the ban on the drugs. Because obviously, if you've got people suddenly stopping them, that's a terrible risk as well. Because they have got a dependency side. You can't just stop these drugs. They have to be gradually tapered off. So it's like, I really want to know what document he's had to say, look, beware, you know, just watch out if anybody's, died suddenly on these drugs. You must report it. But I don't think he has, but I'd just like to confirm that. So in other words, the thing is, has he had a notification from the MHRA about the ban on antidepressants? Okay. Yeah, what I need really is just so that, because this is the other thing. Dr. David Healy, who's the expert in SSRI antidepressants and has actually done studies of the risk of suicide on these drugs, he's willing to write to all the coroners or to get a doctor to do it. Or he said maybe the coroner would like to also add his name to this, because it depends. I don't know whether he would want to do that, but obviously it could be quite helpful if it came on his headed paper, just to tell other coroners about this information, using only the proper medical information and the information from the MHRA, just really to include the warnings that have come up there. Because they're all busy and a lot of them are not medical and they may not know this is happening. You know, so it's really, is he willing to sort of, would he speak to Dr. Healy if I gave him, asked him to phone either one or the other, to phone each other, to discuss this? It's really to discuss the fact that coroners may not have been informed about the risk of suicide to people taking these drugs. So that's really what I'm trying to do, you know. I know somebody else should be doing it, but it always ends up being me because I'm the one running the charity, you know, that deals with the psychiatric side effects of medication. So that's... Have you got the message, or is it a bit confusing for you? Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, God. Oh, dear. Roaccutane is known as Accutane in America. And a congressman called Bart Stupak, B-A-R-T. Yeah, you will, I'm afraid. Yes. First of all, say Stupak, S-T-U-P. Yeah, I'll probably email you some of the information. Basically, the answer is Roaccutane is known to cause an adverse effect in some people that causes them to kill themselves. This is well documented. And in America, the person being prescribed Roaccutane has to sign a disclaimer which actually states the words something to the effect of, I know this drug may make me want to kill myself. Yeah, they have to sign the disclaimer because in America they're very aware of litigation. And when Bart Stupak's son killed himself, because he was a congressman, he really went to town on this. He did, yeah. He found that in France they'd already been persuading the pharmaceutical company to put the suicide risk on the leaflet, and the American FDA seemed to be unaware of this and had licensed the drug and there was no warning. In Ireland, a young man who was a drummer, he was a university student, suddenly killed himself. His father got somebody to do research. She was... I'm just trying to think of her name now. She sent me all her papers that proved that this drug for acne caused more suicide attempts and other adverse effects than any other treatment for acne. And from that, he had started a campaign as well about the drug. You may remember that a young boy in America, I think, flew into a building with an aeroplane soon after... Yeah, soon after that. Do you remember he was on this drug? Yeah, there's a lot of stuff documented. This should be, a yellow card should go into the Committee on Safety and Medicines. It'll be very important to try and get the leaflet that came with the medication to see if the warning on the leaflet was sufficient. If the doctor did not give the warning, and was it a GP or was it a dermatologist, it's very important. The coroner has an amazing opportunity here to be able to say that it is essential that people are warned about the fact that this drug, there is a risk of suicide. It should only be given in the most extreme cases of very severe acne. It's not something to be done lightly. I mean, you know, I know another case of a boy who threw himself under a train in Sheffield. He was a university student, also on this drug. But because his stepfather gave him the drug, he was a dermatologist. He wouldn't have anything of it. He wouldn't let the mother report the incident. So, you know, I'm sorry to say this is the case, yeah. It's very sad. But I'm going to email. Yes, could you give me your email address? Yeah. And you know another drug to be wary of as well, as you're a young woman, I'll tell you, is Dianet. It's a drug that's given for acne, but it also acts as a contraceptive. And some girls buy it over the counter when they're travelling. It's also called Dian 35 as a contraceptive. It's not licensed as a contraceptive because it actually has a cancer risk with it, and it shouldn't be used for a long time. It should only be used for a short period. But the girls become depressed. Some of them drop out of university. They fall out with their partners. They blame everything else. They never think it's the drug unless they happen to find my website, which has a page on it. And I've got over 100 emails from girls who've self-harmed, some of them attempted suicide, some have just been desperately miserable, couldn't stop crying, didn't connect it to the drug, and again, you look at the leaflet, and it's got hidden away in some part the mention depression. And a psychiatrist said to me, it's well known in the profession that it causes depression. But again, it's not sort of spoken about. So, I just thought I'd mention that one as I'm passing. Give me your email. Okay, so I'll send you the stuff. You print it off for him. And he will be able to make something in this thing. He hasn't had the inquest yet, I presume. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. That's awful. And also, you know, I hope that his partner gets sort of support as well? Because this is the thing, isn't it? Is there much support in Manchester for people? Because it's so specific, I think. You know, it's such a specific kind of... where people are... some people condemn and they say, well, you know, what a thing to do. And do you know, I must tell you this. There's a headmaster in this area who jumped off a bridge onto a motorway. He was on a drug called mirtazapine, and he doesn't remember why he did it. He was not suicidal. Sometimes people kill themselves and they actually are not intending to take their life. They've lost control totally. They're going through the most terrible agitation. They're trying to relieve whatever it is, the pain that they're suffering from this drug, and they have lost all control. They could also become psychotic, obviously. But in his case, he's crippled now and he can't get insurance money. And this was a drug induced, there's a word called akathisia, A-K-A-T-H-I-S-I-A. Akathisia is an adverse effect of medication, and it means mental and physical agitation, and it can lead to suicide. Okay, alright, take care then. I'll speak to him shortly, and because obviously I'm very pleased he's going to speak at the conference I'm organising in October. And of course, this is something we can bring up in the conference, the fact that there's not enough warning for people, you know, and partners should know, you see, because if they see a slight mood swing, slight change in personality, then they know, get them off this drug. I mean, some drugs you can't stop suddenly, unfortunately. You want to tail it off, and in that case, they need to be looked after and cared for. Just one other thing, in case you come across it, a young man who took Larium for malaria, only took the second one, and he was arrested. He'd thrown a brick through a window, something, I can't remember exactly what he'd done, but no, the brick through the window was somebody else, sorry, that was wrong. No, what happened was he was locked up, but he jumped through a plate glass window himself and was injured, and he had this drug Larium, and again, it pushed him into this terrible agitation. And also, you know, sometimes people commit crimes, you see. Oh, honestly, I can't believe I've got this National Suicide Prevention Strategy sitting here, and there's no mention of medication in it, warning to the health profession that they should look out for what drug the person is on. There's not enough information for people. Anyway, we'll get there in the end, hopefully. Thanks for phoning me back. All right, bye. Well, now I've got to get all this information about Roaccutane. Apparently this death occurred in Manchester last week and the partner suspects it's to do with the drug. So I'll probably get an email from them anyway. But this is via the coroner's office, so I'm very pleased about that, because at least I know in this inquest this will be mentioned and this will be publicised. But my God, isn't it terrible? I just feel I've gone all cold. I just can't bear it. It's a student from Manchester and he's dead. And basically, because of a drug that is known, a known risk for people, and he wasn't warned. And I've just emailed all the presenters on LBC about the suicide prevention strategy, because I'm hoping that some of them will bring up the subject and discuss it on air as it's out this week. And I'm just now... gather the information off the American website of Bart Stupak for Roaccutane. I've had a sandwich and a cup of tea, and I should carry on. And today, I may not have mentioned this, Tuesday the 20th of January 2000, the website's www.april.org.uk. Bye.